Well, I think it is actually quite a big problem because Plymouth increasingly has got a very big licensing and alcohol issue. And if you go and talk to the health workers, you go and talk to people like the Harbour Centre, Hammays House, those kind of people, they'll most certainly say that this is the one issue which they do actually see in a very big way taking place. So I think it is a problem which we've got to try and find a solution to. And that's the reason why I'm delighted that the government have decided that they're going to do something about licensing here in the West Country. They've identified a number of places where Plymouth is going to be one of the pilot places where this is going to happen, and it is now to try and bring forward a strategy which is going to reduce the number of licensed premises, do something to reform the hours of licensed premises being open as well, and trying to make sure that we can crack down somewhat on the amount of licensed premises that are available. Two things which needs to happen. There needs to be, and I've always argued for this, there needs to be a saturation policy. And that is that we've got enough licensed premises already, we don't need any more, and that needs to then be put into place. But the second thing which I think we should be looking at is saying to ourselves, do we want to have premises in the centre of town open until 3-4 o'clock in the morning? Or wouldn't it be cleverer to actually make sure that those are closed maybe at 11, maybe even 12, and those are dispersed, and people then dispersed into other licensed premises which are further outside, and that then means that people go on to the next place if they want to carry on having a drink, and the ones in the city centre are closed at a much earlier time. And that's something which I know has been taking place up in Scotland, and I think we should be doing down here as well, or most certainly looking at doing down here. Drink has been around, frankly, since even our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather said we've got rather used to it. But it never has been sold in such quantities as is being sold at the moment. And I think that is an issue which has got to be addressed by government at some stage. And we've got to find a way of talking to the supermarkets to make sure that they aren't selling drink to under-18s and make sure that that we're touched tougher on the whole of this area. This is something which is very important to our city. We have the busiest police station, certainly in 2006, it was the busiest police station in the whole of England. And I just don't think we can allow this to carry on drifting. And we've got to actually take a much more strategic approach to all of this. So one of the questions I will want to be asking during the course of the summer recess as well is going to talk to local police as to how the whole of this is being put into place and how it's being managed.